All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you. Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend, it's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now. This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down to have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, if we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our goal is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey y'all, welcome back.
Welcome back, Plum Fairies.
How's it going?
It's going pretty good. How's your weekend?
Eventful.
Hey guys, so today
was an eventful weekend, and it's not even over yet, but it has been a busy weekend for sure.
The marathon continues.
The marathon is happening. So what happened Friday? I didn't do anything on Friday, I don't think. No, I didn't do anything on Friday. Saturday, front, back, side to side, field with activities. Went to a day party, went to
a night party.
Did something else happen on Saturday? Chapter meeting, that's why.
Oh, yeah, chapter meeting.
And then today, the marathon is continuing with another party.
Really not a stopwatch. It's a really not a stopwatch. Shit don't ever stop.
Yeah, April has been lit, to say the least, because next weekend we're going to Coachella, so you already know how that goes.
You know the vibes. You know
I had to take a wellness shot this morning.
I bought some too from Sprouts. I was like, let me get my shit together.
I was like, you know what? Let me get ahead of this.
Because I know.
If you get behind it, that's it.
If you don't get ahead of it, it's going to get behind you and fuck you. Shit, okay?
So girl, I straddled it.
Yeah.
I straddled it and I said, you are mine tonight.
I'm the one doing the fucking.
Tonight, I'm going to make you my bitch.
There it is. Yeah, I got my shot in there. I'm like, I got this handy dandy because yep. I already, you know, still just coming back.
Yeah. So
weakened immune system.
This week, I plan on juicing some oranges, carrots, ginger, apple, you know, to keep that going through the system. So, yeah. How was your weekend?
Identical. It's a twin.
Again.
Same. You know, when you litty in the city.
You can't have one without the other.
Seriously.
So, yeah.
And now today we're going to a day party too. Did you already say that?
I said that.
Okay,
so,
yeah. We'll be at every day
people. If this is any indication of how our spring summer is going to look, then buckle up because, bitches, we're going to be taking you on a couple of rides, Six Flags, different roller coasters.
You know what? Some homegirl listeners stopped us like when we were hanging out on Saturday, which is cute. Hey, if you ever see us in public, feel free to say what up.
Yes. We love to meet people in real life.
Yeah.
So, yeah, new week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
So, although the weekend was eventful, it was a really emotionally taxing week. This time last week has been a week today. Not this time, but
yeah,
this day, yeah. Last week, Nipsey Hussle was killed in Los Angeles at his store. Tragic. So that really weighed on my spirit the whole week.
Same.
Actually, that night we had went to Tao for dinner. And it was like we went there a couple after the news had broke. And my head was just killing me, like a piercing headache. I'm like, what is going on? Because when I first heard the news, I was just shocked. And I was also shocked that I was affected as greatly as I was because I'm a fan of Nipsey and like what he does. But I can't say that I was like a diehard, like, you know all the mixtapes.
Yeah.
Singing the songs from front to back. But however, when anyone loses their life like that, that's just sickening.
Tragic.
Sickening. So
it was so sad.
This whole week.
I didn't think that I was also going to be so emotionally invested, but it really dragged me. I just didn't feel productive at work. I'm like, you know what? The black community, we need bereavement
Point. Give us our 3 days. You know what made it worse? Going into that white man gig and the disconnect.
Yeah.
They don't know. They can't sympathize with me. Like, you know, we can't even have a conversation about it. So you being the only one down.
I should have been like, my cousin died this week.
For real. I lost a family member.
Seriously, because he is in our family.
I need time. All our brothers and our sisters are our family, and we lost someone. So I really would have liked to have a couple of days off.
Please. But you know what? With the passing of Nipsey, we really can see how legendary he was and his legacy that he's leaving behind, not only in L.A., but in black communities around the world. Yeah, his influence is so great here in L.A., of course, and in many other places. Gang culture is a serious thing. And we've seen rival hoods come together to fucking
do the peace
stand on the betterment of the community because of Nipsey's passing.
Putting their differences aside, right? And we're talking about long-standing differences, 40-plus years.
Long, long, deep-seated, rooted issues, okay? Amongst these gangs. And they're coming together. They're shaking hands. So, you know, and before people know or maybe not know, gangs were like the protectors of the neighborhood.
Right.
It's like we have to get back to that versus killing each other.
Right.
And hurting each other and wanting to uplift the community and do good for the community and bring good into the community. So it was very nice to see that circulated on social media. I seen some niggas that I know in the photos.
Yes. So did crazy. I. I'm like, hey, is that okay?
Da da da.
Yes. And also, it's been good that Nipsey left so much knowledge and words of inspiration for us that we otherwise might not have stumbled upon, you mm-hmm. know, if you weren't actively looking or listening to what Nipsey had to say. So with his passing, a lot of that information has been brought to the forefront. And it's just some really good things that we need to digest for, again, the betterment of our people, personal growth. The nigga was dropping gems all the time.
You guys stream the music, download it. You know, Nipsey owned all his masters, all of his, everything is his. So all that shit's going to his family.
Oh, and you know.
And prayers for London and the children, everybody involved.
Everybody affected. Prayers for our sisters, too, because we know we're not the only ones who have been emotionally dragged by this.
Yeah.
So it's okay. We posted an article on our Facebook, in our secret Facebook group, about how it feels to grieve over a celebrity and grieving over somebody that you don't know. And you don't have to discredit your feelings or feel like your feelings aren't valid because you didn't know this person per se. We were connected through their music, through their art, through the things that they've done. And I mean, when you're a prominent person like this, it's only normal to feel mm-hmm. like, damn, we lost someone,
mm-hmm.
you know? So don't let anybody make you feel like you shouldn't feel the way you feel, even if you weren't a quote-unquote super fan.
Yeah. Remember when Aaliyah died?
Ooh, child. Tears.
Tears fail, okay? The Aaliyah passing was just a lot.
And it's just the energy shifts.
Mm-hmm.
The radio, like, everyone's in a somber mood.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about it. Now we have social media. We didn't have social media when Aaliyah passed. But with social media, like Instagram, you can't help but to feel like our feeds are flooded with images of Nipsey Hussle, tributes to him. When they come from the people that was really in his camp, my heart
breaks. Pieces.
It's one thing for us to, you know, do grieve. Our outpour and grieve. But when people are really in the thick of it with you and getting it out the mud with you and they write their words, heart breaks. That LA Times article. Did you read that?
Mm-mm.
Don't.
Oh, about how the brother found
yes.
it? No, I didn't want to. Once I seen it, I was don't read it. Don't need the imagery.
I wish I wouldn't have read it.
I don't need it. It's already sad enough and I wasn't there. Even that video circulating the surveillance
footage. Oh my
God,
I wish I would not have watched that.
I don't
want
to see none of that.
I wish I would not have watched that video because it's hard to erase those images out of your mind.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. God be with him. God be with them.
Be with him. Be with them. but his energy lives on forever.
Yeah.
That's one thing I do know. My baby, Big Sean.
What?
He gave a good tribute to Nipsey at the Dreamville Festival yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He gave a good tribute to Nipsey with some great words and said, you know what, Nipsey, your energy lives forever. And he said some other good shit. And I just love him.
Yeah, you do. There's a couple of these niggas you love. Between Big Sean, Quavo, Babo.
I dropped Quavo.
Oh, really? You left him to Saweetie?
Yeah, I'm going to let him. I'm going to let her have him, you know.
Might
and plus,
well.
He ain't really, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But Big Sean, he's Big a Sean good is, nigga through and through. I can really see us having a future.
He's more on your level.
He's more on my level.
Mm-hmm.
So, love you. What else happened this week?
So, speaking of Nipsey and the passing, yesterday, the young nigga Kodak. Young nigga Kodak. We're canceling Kodak. Kodak is literally being canceled, like not just by the culture, but literally by who helps him get his money.
Yes.
And the reason is because Kodak was on live talking shit, whatever he says, and he made an inference and a statement that he wanted to get with Lauren London, or like he wanted to holler at her. And like he was like, yeah, you know, what'd he say? RIP to the dude. I'm like, nigga, no. basically saying that Lauren can grieve for a year, but she gonna be a whole widow out here and she gonna need somebody, so he coming after her, he wants her, that vibe. Too soon, Kodak.
Too soon and completely disrespectful and inconsiderate.
Period. Like, she's grieving. He's left behind children, family members, a wife. I think they were married too secretly, truth be told.
I don't think they were.
You don't?
Mm-mm. But regardless.
Partner, significant other.
Yeah, somebody he was really in this shit with. And for Kodak to come go on live to say those comments is one thing, to say them amongst your friends, still not.
Even his
not
friends
cool
in the video was like, too much, dog, too soon. Like, that's not cool. And was trying to stop him from saying this shit. And he like, ain't nobody gonna little boy me. Talking about, you know, artists and celebrities were reaching out and being like, yo, you know, Kodak, that's wrong. Tank spoke up. The game was pissed. You know, people who are really allies of Nipsey and really care, even if you don't
rightfully
know him.
Even
if you don't know him, you know that that's wrong. This man barely been dead a whole week and you already on live talking about his girl who's still struggling with the fact that he's not coming home. I would be like, yo, somebody pop his ass.
You know what? I'm really tired of these little sick niggas like Kodak.
So
if
in
truth
return,
be told, Kodak should have been canceled long ago.
Yeah. So
he got reinstated after with the rape case when he got out.
Mm.
So now, you know, it seems like the cancel is in full effect.
Yeah, it's back. A lot of DJs and radio hosts and personalities have been going on social media like, yo, we won't be playing Kodak's music because Nipsey's spirit lives on. And you're not just going to disrespect the legend and, you know, somebody who's left behind such a great legacy. So we're totally against you and in support of Nipsey. So the marathon continues.
And yours, your marathon will stop
it. It ends here. Buck stops here, okay?
I have no problem with the cancel.
Oh, I don't care.
It don't make me no difference. He can easily be canceled. I'm not going to say I was invited.
And truth be told, I'm taking him off the playlist.
Take him off.
Canceled, you see? Now you done ruined your download here.
Take him off. I won't lose an ounce of sleep.
Same. He's coming off.
Not being able to listen to Kodak. And you know what? He needs to feel it. He needs to feel it because it's not okay. What he's doing is not okay. What he's been doing is not okay.
Mm-hmm.
Stop the nigga dead in his tracks.
Yeah, we're getting rid of him.
I'm an advocate for that. So
I'll be pulling it off today. It'll be off.
There you go.
Anyway.
Bye, Kodak.
Yeah. Young nigga Kodak.
He's just, and even his apology, or for lack of a better word, because it was not an apology. Mm-mm. I apologize if I made you feel bad, even though I don't think
even
I did.
Even though I don't think I did.
You know,
Lauren.
I don't think I did.
Rest in peace to dude, you know, again.
Right, rest in peace to dude.
Like, you know, it's Nipsey. Like, rest in peace, Nipsey. You know, I didn't mean anything by it. I apologize. Just goodbye. I'm pissed.
Yeah.
Anywho. Off that. Sorry, we had to start on a somber note.
Sorry.
Now let's kick it up a notch. Get in, girls. We're going for a guilt trip.
Okay, let me get
actually,
in.
Actually, that's...
let me buckle up. You ready?
I'm ready, girl.
Okay.
Radio's on. We bumping Nipsey all the way there.
Here we go.
So,
dedication.
Hey, we just want to
remind... Real nigga celebration.
That it is. We just want to remind you guys to rate, review, subscribe to the podcast.
This is our flowers.
This is our ecosystem. We say it every week. We give to you girls here. We come on here every week. We give you the best that we got. Giving you the best that we've got, baby. We do this shit every week, okay? So your part in this exchange is to make sure that you tell somebody about the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
That you and by telling somebody, that can be posting it on Instagram, sending it in your group chat, and also the way you tell somebody is by leaving a rating and review, because people are going to search for the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And your kind words and your gentle reminders that we're the shit, that brings other people in.
Yeah, it helps validate our message,
period.
Although we know that our message no, you know, I'm saying we wouldn't put it out if we didn't know that our message had some value to it.
But you know how word of mouth works.
Yes. The validation is key, and we depend on you, our peers, and our sisters to help us. Mm-hmm. So let's read our review of the week.
Get it. Let's get it.
Which comes from Cynthia. She says, sisterhood. Hello, ladies. I just wanted to take a moment to let you know I stand for you. You are like the little sisters I've never had. Finally, we're a little sister.
We've so been used big to being sisters, people's big sisters.
Love being a little sister because I've never been a little sister. So I'm the oldest, you the oldest.
Yeah.
Okay. When I was growing up, there were no positive young ladies like you to connect with. I love your positivity, good vibes, and energy you put out to the universe. I look forward to your podcast each and every week. You drop gems and make my day a little brighter with your stories and antics. Listening to this most recent podcast, I wonder, are either one of you in marketing or public relations? If not, my beautiful sisters, you should be, because you could sell water to a whale. Keep up the great works. Love you for life. Your big sister, Cynthia.
Hey, big sister.
Thank you, sister. No, we're not. We're not in marketing or public relations. We're in the relations with the Lord.
Period.
You know? That's the only relation we're in, and he's guiding our way, and yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. That's all. That's it, and that's all. So.
But thank you so much. So it's not too late. If you've been here with us for a long time and you haven't done your diligence and left a goddamn rating and review, get on in there. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Yes.
Anywho.
So what else? Our website. If you would like to sign up for our newsletter, go to www.theblackgirlbravado.com, and a little pop-up will say subscribe to get 10% off your first order. That's how you subscribe to the newsletter, and you get a little treat of 10% off of a merchandise order. So visit our website. The episodes are on there. Information about upcoming events are on there. And speaking of merchandise and getting 10% off, we also have our Homegirls Vibes, just a few left there. That once they're gone, they're gone. They're now 50% off, making them $16. So If you were thinking about grabbing a Homegirls Vibes tee before, it might have slipped your mind. We're reminding you that there are a few left for you to grab. So you can get your 10% coupon and apply that to the sale price. And, you know, we all love a deal.
Love a deal.
They're there for you. But once they're gone, they're not going to be there for you anymore. So
tap in.
Take advantage.
Brittany briefly mentioned the secret Facebook group where we put little gems and little articles. It's also a safe space for you to connect with other like-minded homegirls and get advice, because like we mentioned, it's only two of us. So sometimes you guys might email and we don't get right back. This is another platform for you to connect with other people. So you can join our secret Facebook group, the Black Girl Bravado Podcast Homegirl Hangout, and we'll kiki in there too.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Another announcement. Sponsors, we are having our first live event, June 1st here in the Los Angeles area. And we're looking for sponsors for the goodie bags. Also, we are giving away raffle prizes. So if you can't sponsor for the goodie bags, we're taking sponsors for the raffle as well. We are looking to partner with amazing brands, especially our sister indie brands, our FUBU businesses, for us, by us. We want to get you in those bags. So If you're interested, please email us at contact@theblackgirlbravado.com, and then we'll go from there.
Beautiful. Okay, so today on the podcast, we're here again. Let's turn the energy up.
Let's talk about last week.
Oh, shit. That's right. We have to do that too.
Last week, and then we can, you know,
and then we'll pump
that bass.
We'll crank that Soulja Boy. So last week's episode was episode 91. Show up and show out. How to stop playing small. I think that was it.
Yeah.
How to stop playing small. So in last week's episode, we chatted about the ways to identify if you've been playing small. We list some reasons that lead to this behavior and provide tips and suggestions to help you walk in your glory and show up. And ooh, that was supposed to be a snap. Show out, bitch. Okay. You gotta do the damn thing.
You got to.
Y'all were feeling that episode. People were feeling red. But like we said, we read ourselves here.
It's a joint reading, group reading.
Period.
A little bit for you, a little bit for us. And you know, we just take it from there. So we're glad that you enjoyed the episode. We're hoping that it's guiding you in a direction to where you are showing up for yourself. You're not playing small, because the reality is, we don't need to be playing motherfucking small.
Right.
There are things that we need to go out and get. And in order to get them, you have to show up and not be scared. You have to not be scared.
So always remember, this world is yours for the taking. Grab it, girl. Grab it. Grab whatever you want. Grab whatever you need.
So this week.
This week. Okay. So this week, now we're here at this part. Mm-hmm. we are talking about negativity bias.
Yes.
Right? Mom. So you girls know that everything surrounding this show is based on positivity and love and light and encouragement. But we also have to talk about how to get from a negative space to a positive space and what negativity bias is.
Yes.
So tell the girls.
Okay. Sorry, my nose go. Okay, so... Negativity bias, by definition, is the tendency to focus more on the negatives than the positives in ourselves and in others, in our circumstances, in the past, in the present, and when forecasting the future. Mm-hmm. So we talk about this a lot when we've spoken about things about how thinking about the negative can cause us to just not even take chances. We just talked about that last week, fear. Mm-hmm. Or just feeling like, I don't know if I'm capable.
Or being afraid to hear no, you know, which is also negative. People think no, associate the word no with negativity, but it doesn't have to be that bad.
It could be a blessing.
Could be not yet.
It could.
Doesn't mean just no.
It very well could be. But mm-hmm. we have some good news. With the negative, with the concept about negativity bias, it's not always all you.
Yeah.
This is the way our brains are wired. Mm-hmm. Our brains are wired to dwell on the times that our life hasn't quite gone to plan and not focus on what we should be focusing on, which is the countless times that it did. Because we all know just by living life that more times than not, things work out for our good. It's already written to work out for your good.
Come on. But all right, we're going to start preaching in just a minute.
But
because the Lord has begun a good work, okay?
He has.
He's going to finish it.
You know how he do. But because of the way that our brains are wired, we just focus on the times that shit just did not work out the way that we wanted it to.
Yeah.
Just did not work out.
And also negativity impacts us about 3 times more, like the negative emotions. 3 times more has a stronger impact than positive emotions and feelings. That's tough, you know? Thinking about that just off top, like, okay, if you say something bad to me or negative to me, even if you say something nice, the negative is going to
outweigh.
It's going to be like a falling on a sword, which is another reason why we need to work on our trauma and the shit that happens to us. Because even if we lead good lives, the little bit of, you know, if there's some bad things that happen to us, it's going to impact us way worse than it will, you know, if shit's been good. And we got to deal with it.
Yes. And just like everything else in our damn lives, we inherited this from our ancestors. Mm-hmm. That's why we can never take our ancestors out of the equation. Starting an evolution, our ancestors had to look out for the fucking bad for survival tactics. They were hunting, gathering food, trying to make sure that they can mate to procreate. So they were on a whole different level. Luckily, we've evolved so much and we don't have to focus on the negative anymore. We can start practicing mindfulness and focusing on the positive. But that's where we got it from.
Being ready.
The ancestors.
To stay ready,
that's
you ain't got
to
get ready.
That's why we have to call our ancestors and be like, hey, guide me. You've already walked this path, so I don't have to walk it again. Show me the way.
They can. What is it?
They flew so we...
They
walked,
ran so we could fly. Shit. Period. Okay.
Yes.
Ancestors, call on your guides.
Yes.
The guides in your world. So, a couple of examples of negativity bias might be: you had a really great date. So, say you were on Tinder or mm-hmm. Plenty of Fish or BlackPeopleMeet.com,
Christian Mingle,
and you go on a great date with this guy or girl or whatever you're into, and we focused on one thing that just was bad.
One thing.
Maybe his pants weren't tailored. Maybe he had a wide leg pant
on. You know, I've been a victim of this before. I was like, you know, I like the guy. He's really cool. But he wore the same pants on the first date that he wore on the third date.
The third? Come on.
It's like, you know, I would wear my pants frequently too. So, I mean, why are you focusing on the pants?
Sick. So what happened?
Nothing. I mean, I ain't talking to the nigga no more, but it wasn't because of the pants. It's okay. Not because of the pants, but still, we be looking for something. Like, everything is so good, and we'll be like, but what if this ain't?
I hella do that.
It's like, but what if it's great?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Let's just focus on the great and hope everything's great, because yeah. You've already been blessed with so many great things, but it's just the way that our minds are.
That's crazy. You know, I had an experience like that. at work, there was an alternative position available. Mm. And one of the doctors was like, I want you to apply for this position. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I started thinking about it. And I'm like, nah, because I don't want to go down there and not like it and it'd be a mess. And I got it good up here. And then my coworker was like, but what if it's great?
Right. She what was if like, it's better than up here?
That's what she said. She was like, there's good, better, best. This could be good. That down there could be better. So, you know, just take that into mind. But I was even tripping the fact that my brain automatically went to like, no, it's going to be a mess. Like, I'm not going to like it as much as I like it up here. And we psych ourselves out. It goes back to what we were talking about playing small. We psych ourselves out so much because we automatically go straight to the negative or think about how things are going to go wrong instead of being positive or optimistic and being like, I have it made here, but things could be really great. And I might be closing myself off to some opportunities right. that I need. So yeah, that happened to me.
Yeah, that happens all the time. Here's another example of negativity bias. Mm-hmm. Relatable. You could receive 500 positive reviews and then you have one negative review and you dwell on that. Puts you in a complete funk.
Yeah.
You don't even think about all the reviews that the amazing girlfriends done left, taking their time to leave. And there's one troll. You see that on social media all the time. Celebrities. They get all these positive comments. I love you, girl. You know, you make my
keep
life.
Doing your thing.
Keep doing your thing. One person, one troll leaves a comment and that's the one they respond to. And people are like, damn, I've been leaving you positive comments under every picture. And mm-hmm. the only one you respond to is a troll.
Well, and it goes back. Negative feelings impact us three times more than positive.
Yeah.
It's really hard. I mean, we experienced that here. You guys love on us, give us love. And then there might be one little bitch. You know, we use bitch interchangeably.
Yes.
Bitch is like bitch. And then bitch is like bitch. So one little bitch.
It's all about the tone.
Seriously. Who might come and say something mean. I'm like, girl, this ain't for you.
Yeah.
Just go peacefully.
Just leave us alone because we ain't here to fuck with you. So
period.
Don't fuck
y'all know we only give out good energy. That's it.
Right.
So to not get good energy back, it sucks.
Yeah.
I think that's really what it is. Like knowing that we only give goodness. And if you don't want to give us goodness, then don't be nasty and just go. Get out of here. Get out of our Caucasian home.
Get out.
We don't need it. But yeah, we've dwelled on some stuff.
We have.
Truer statements.
We could have 10 episodes and one we're not feeling and we like, remember we got to get that. Back to the drawing board yeah. about this podcast or we can just give it up. Because we ain't going to be wasting our time. We ain't going to be wasting our time.
That is what
and
we
the girlfriends
do.
Are not going to listen anymore. It will really go from 0 to 100,
nigga real quick. And luckily y'all still here. Y'all holding it down, but we appreciate y'all.
Yes.
Again, we read us and we read you.
Yeah.
We're doing it. We're doing it both simultaneously in
for
tandem.
Real.
So another example of negativity bias. You might dwell on the one bargain you missed over the many you got.
Yep. Damn.
Me.
The watermelons was $1.
Me. My vitamins going to sell. I'm like, fuck, man, I should have been here last week. That's so mean.
Yes. That
That's
is
so mean.
You.
I know.
You will really dwell.
I'm you like, know I do it.
Yes. I'm
I'll
like,
be like, but
it'll
damn.
Be okay. I'm going to be like, it's going to go back on sale. 9 times out of 10, it's going to go back on sale. But the thing is, I needed it. You can already have one in the arsenal.
I do that.
I needed
you know
it.
What? I do that with my gas. I'll go, and I shouldn't. I'll go to this one gas station, right? Because the gas be literally like 20, 30, 40 cents cheaper, which, hello.
Right.
So I'll drive over there. And girl, I drove over there this day, and it was like $3.79. And I'm like,
gas is going up.
I was looking around. I was like, the fuck is going on over here? And I almost went to ask the guy who was working the counter, like, now,
is there
y'all,
an error on the
I'm
board?
Like, y'all always have the gas way lower. What's going on? And then I was just like, you know what? It's cool because you done came over here many of times
and got the deal.
And got the deal. So just let it go. Help me work on that.
I will.
Please, because you know I would be fixated on it.
You would.
I need to release it, loosen
yeah,
my grip.
Yeah, just let it go, especially when it's something that's out of your control. We can't harbor the negative feelings. Just let it go.
Just let it go.
Another example, last example of negativity bias. You dwell on all that could go wrong if you take a chance versus all that might go well, like mm-hmm. we said. So if you find yourself doing this, chances are you have a negativity bias. But we really all do.
Yeah.
We really all
it's
do.
It's innate because it's the way our brain is wired.
So let's talk about how to overcome the shit.
We shall overcome.
That's the most important part. The tools for our toolkit. How mm-hmm. can we overcome this fucking bias? Because we don't want it. We don't want it. So here's the first step. Reflect on the good times. Mm-hmm. Remain present. Practice mindfulness. That's the only way you can really reflect on the good times because we're always presently in the moment of a lot of good times.
We are. And you know what? A lot of our self-mastery and self-discovery, this journey that we on, it always comes back to mindfulness.
Everything. That's at the forefront.
The core, mm-hmm. At the core, the foundation is mindfulness. There's nothing like being present. Like yesterday, we had a super busy day and we could have been like, oh my God, we got to do all this stuff. We've obligated ourselves to so many things, even though it's fun stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the fact is we were having a really great time together.
Mm-hmm.
We always do. I like them both. They're equally good.
They're equally good.
Yeah. It's nothing like that. And like you said, we're always in the midst of good times.
We're always in the midst of good. But
dang, we need to think about that.
While we're living our lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in the midst of a good time. It might be challenging right now, but I'm still in the midst.
Because the thing is, moments are fleeting, right? And mm-hmm. So as soon as it passes and you want to use that fleeting moment to focus on something that's already gone, no, focus on the present. 9 times out of 10, it's better than the thing that you're focusing on.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I like that. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
And you can practice mindfulness by, you know, meditation.
Yes.
What else? We have a whole mindfulness episode.
Get into it. So another way to overcome negativity bias, and just this is just combating negativity. So outside in the world and, of course, within you yourself. So before you think or dwell on something negative, counter that thought with five positive ones. So there was a study that for every one, basically in a job setting,
mm-hmm.
they were with coworkers and somebody could say 5 good things. You work really hard. You're always in time. You motivate your staff. You know, you're super encouraging. You come up with good solutions. But the one bad thing that you might say, like, yo, but someone said that sometimes you're a little standoffish or a little passive aggressive. You will focus on that one thing outside of the fact that you motivate people.
Right.
You're always timely. You come up with great solutions. So the way to counter that is for every one bad thought that you think or a negative thought that comes in, counter it with 5 positive thoughts. It offsets the negative. So that's just something that you can think about and try to apply in your day-to-day life. If you feel negativity towards yourself, then stop in that moment and say, but I'm loving, but like whatever, you know, if you're dealing with something, but I'm here, I'm present, I can take care of this, I can take care of that. Especially when money get involved, child.
Ooh, man.
Ain't nothing like your coins being compromised.
Ain't nothing like the coin compromise.
Like you blow a tire and now you got to spend $400.
That's when we say that's always something.
That yeah.
Even it be that one thing.
But then that's when you also should
never,
say.
Your tires never go out. Your car's right. Been running well. It's always something with this car.
And then that's a perfect time as an example to say, I have money in my bank. I'm thankful I can take care of this.
I do this with work.
I have a job. God is providing me with resources. I found a coupon code to get the tires for 40% off or whatever it is.
Yes, buy 3, get 1 free.
Period. I need that. Yes. I need that. Hey, I need that.
I need my tire.
Period. Give me that tire.
Yes.
That happened to me. I was like, Lord, I just can't take another. The R. Kelly, and I hate him. What more? That's Tyrese.
Y'all trying to motherfucking
kill me, man. Y'all killing me. Every time a bill come up, y'all killing me, man.
A payment, you know, student loan. Y'all killing me. Y'all trying to kill me.
Y'all trying to kill me. Man, I done gave y'all my life. Y'all doing trying to kill me. Then you pull the Tyrese stuff. What more do y'all you want from me? What more?
Man.
Life is hard, but you know what?
I have to do the 5 positives with work. And you know the way you could do this is by actively writing in a gratitude journal.
Mm-hmm.
So that when it's time for you to think of 5 positive things, they're there. Otherwise, you're like, and now I can't think of 5 positive things. You know, utilize your gratitude journal if it's in your notes app on your phone. Mm-hmm. Just write down things that you're grateful for when they come to you so that when it's time to think of 5 positive things, you can pull something out of that hat.
Yeah.
I have to do that for work. I do not feel like I'm getting up. I don't feel like getting up right now. I got to sit in traffic. I can think of all the things that I don't want to do, but then I'm like, you know what? But I'm going to this job, so this weekend, I can afford the things that I want to participate in.
Period.
I can get my shit taken care of.
And outside of doing the things or affording things you want to participate in, you can afford the necessities of life.
Right. This
you
home I just worked up in. Right. I woke up in.
Period. You can drive your car with ease. You can put gas in it. You can buy the groceries you want.
Right.
You know how life goes. Life is tough, but guess what? We're tougher.
There you go. Here is another way to overcome negativity bias. Acknowledge the positive in other people.
Mm-hmm.
So
love this one.
Love this because each time you acknowledge the strengths, the talents, the positive choices, and just the goodness in people around you, you not only elevate them, but you elevate yourself.
Yes.
We're helping each other just like we do with this podcast. Imagine how you feel when somebody tells you something positive about yourself. You're like, okay, that made me feel good. My day is going better.
Yeah.
That's why we should work on complimenting strangers more.
I love that. I mean, typically when somebody gives me a compliment, I just tell them, baby girl, I'm a reflection of you.
Mm-hmm,
we're just a mirror. What you see in me is what you see in yourself.
Yes.
So I love that. And I love being a mirror of the people around me. Love you all out there. This goes out to you. I like to give people compliments. I'm like, hey, looking cute.
Yes.
Looking hey, girl, good. You working that.
Yeah.
Yesterday when we were out, hair, all the girls were very nice.
They were. Breath of fresh air.
It was so refreshing to be amongst other women, other pretty colored girls. And they were walking by like, hey, sis, girl, when you dance. And they was like, fuck it up then. I'm like, yes, sister,
I love
good.
To tell my sister to fuck it up.
Okay, fuck it up.
You can
ain't
count on
like
me
that.
Saying, okay, sis, fuck it up.
Fuck it up, girl. Go fuck it up.
That takes us to a new level. As soon as you hear the words fuck it up, I know for myself.
Yeah.
I really
something's deposited.
Yeah, I commit to fucking it up. I'm like, I'm being rooted on now. I really got to put my back
into it. Yeah. It's
and
nothing
then
like
I proceed,
that.
You know, to
there's
do what
there's something
I do.
About fuck it up, girl, go and fuck it up. And
right.
Once I hear one of the two, oh, it's popping. It's
activate,
on like popcorn.
Full activation.
All the way. We're on 10 at that point, okay? So, yeah.
The flower. The Wakanda flower.
What? The purple flower?
Yep. That's what
the strength of the Black Panther.
That's what fuck it up and A serves as.
All right. So we also want to remind you guys, or you girls, don't take negative experiences or comments personally. Like Brittany said, these moments are fleeting. So if someone has something to say about you, if you have something to say about yourself, hopefully you're not saying it about yourself. But you know, when you're engaging and there's negativity being cast your way, don't take it personally.
Do not.
Someone might be having a bad day.
Fucked up day, yes.
Someone might be being a bitch instead of a bitch. So, you know, because you know it's a difference.
Yes.
Don't take it personally. Don't take it personal.
I just
want to be all alone.
Yes. Lastly.
Ooh, if y'all haven't seen that meme of the song and the shoe.
Oh my, the matching the song with the shoe.
They put the Monica. Hilarious. It was so funny. Y'all just got to see it. It was on the Shade Room.
Yes. Okay, so lastly, understand that life has ups and downs and be okay with that.
Yeah.
There's going to be negatives, but just like we said, there's going to be plenty of positives, more than likely more positives than negatives. So let's just go with the flow of life.
Yeah. And,
ebbs and flows.
I was just about to say, once you recognize that life is about ebbs and flows.
Mountains and valleys.
You move mountains.
Hey.
Hey, you cause walls to fall. From glory to glory, okay? We're going from one to the next. It's going to be okay. You only can appreciate the mountain peaks. The mountaintops when you've been to the valleys.
The valley lows.
Yes. Okay. You got to go from up and down.
I heard on the podcast, I can't remember right now, but when you're looking at the mountain from afar, it looks so close. The mountains look so close. Think about it. We can see the Hollywood Hills, it looks so close. Like we can just walk up and touch that Hollywood sign.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to take a hike.
Okay. You got
to get to that bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't an easy
It ain't been no crystal
it's
stairs.
It's never a crystal stair.
It ain't been no
so
crystal
So you know what?
Stairs.
Give gear up what you need. You need a backpack with your water, your hiking boots, your outfit.
And you need your good girlfriend by your side.
You need your good girlfriend.
Ain't nothing like hiking without a friend.
And the voice of the Lord to guide you.
Hey.
And then you know what? There it is. So we want to leave you with this little note that we saw.
Okay.
Let me pull it up.
Let her pull it up. In the meantime, should I give them the journal prompt?
Yes, give them All the right. journal prompt.
So last week we mentioned as one of the tips to like write down in your journal. So we're going to be trying to come up with journal prompts for you that pertain to the episode that you can implement for the week.
Yes.
So this week the journal
prompt. I love journal prompts.
Okay, use this one. Mm-hmm. This week, the journal prompt is at the end of each day, recall 5 good things that happened. Write down why you're grateful for these 5 things. And doing this will help us remain mindful and optimistic and aware that challenges may arise, but we're choosing to stay focused on the positive things that are happening to us. So just at the end of your day, write down a couple things, 5 things that I'm grateful for, because we know with every day there's some shit that happens. You got to sit in traffic. Mm-hmm. Your white man gig dragged your ass.
Yep.
Maybe you didn't get a chance to go to the gym and you've been trying to lose weight, whatever it is, but offset those things with your five positive things, which will make you feel grateful and remain in a positive state of mind.
Yes.
Implement. Maybe we'll put the journal prompt in the show notes.
We will.
We will.
We will do that. Journal note down in the show notes.
It go down.
Yes. So here we are. Our final words regarding positivity and combating negativity bias. Connect through positivity. And we found this at Third Eye Thoughts. Every day we can choose to see what is right in the world, or we can focus on what is wrong in the world. When we make the decision to focus on positivity, we attract positive people into our lives. And I'm going to add on to that and say positive experiences. It's the law of attraction. When we connect with other positive people, the world becomes a much nicer place. Sure, bad things happen to positive people, but the bounce back is much quicker when you are connected and surrounded by positive influences in your life.
Period.
So,
amen.
We hope that this episode, as usual, helps you, guides you, gives you a starting point, helps put some things into perspective for you, mm-hmm. as it has for us. And, you know, we shall overcome.
We shall overcome.
Someday. Someday. We shall overcome. So, hope you enjoyed that. So, yeah. Now, what we got, it's time for our...
our FUBU business. Yes. For us, by us business of the week. So, we'll be back with a gym next week. We'll find something that we love and share with you guys. But in the meantime, between time, we're going to highlight another business. We are talking about our sister.
Our sister, literally.
Yeah. Literally, my birth sister. Mm-hmm. Brittany's basically is her birth sister,
yeah,
too.
Sister.
My sister, Heaven. She's a chef here in the Los Angeles area. And she's now an app owner. So she created an app called...
Clap it up for our Black women.
Yay.
Our Black girl is in the app store.
Yeah. So she has an app. It's called Cook For Me Now. Again, Cook For Me Now is available in the App Store and for Android as well. Mm-hmm. And essentially, this app is for both foodies and for chefs, and it connects the two. It provides you with resources to experienced chefs. So if you need like a dinner party or any events where you want a chef to come inside of your home to cook for you, then you have basically connections with people. You can go through the app, find the meals that you're looking for, connect directly with the chefs, find out their pricing, so on and so forth, and move forward with your function. Also, if you're a foodie, you know, you don't have to be the chef.
Yeah.
It's just for both ends.
You can be the person looking for a chef, mm-hmm. or you can be the chef wanting to use this platform to...
expound on your business and your clientele.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just a good resource.
And at your fingertips directory. Because when last year,
mm-hmm.
these for your years, birthday. Last year for my birthday, I had a dinner party and it was in Joshua Tree, which, you know, I'm not familiar with I wasn't familiar with when it came to caterers. It's like in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
So you already have slim resources. And I was like looking on Yelp, you know, really trying to figure out who can make me some food that tastes good and, you know, just get the job done. Luckily, I found someone. But once I heard about this app, I was like, wow, this app would have been so useful during that time.
Yeah.
Because I was stressing on finding a chef. So this app, get it.
Yeah, it's connecting chefs with foodies and bringing restaurant quality meals to the comfort of your own home. It's extremely safe. She's going through a lot of measures to make sure that no fucking crazies are going to pull up at your house, that you can track them on their way to you. You know, there's a deposit service where, you know, you make sure you get your shit without getting scammed. So if you know a chef, if you are a chef, if you're a foodie, make sure you log in. I think she's doing a 9-day free trial. Because the chefs, there's like a certain fee to pay, but it's 9 days for a free trial. Log in. If you're a foodie, you don't pay anything, just for chefs who's utilizing it as a way to expound their business. So yeah, we'll put that down in the show notes. It's called Cook For Me Now in the App Store for both iPhone and Android. And the website is cookformenow.com. Congratulations, Wook.
Yes, we
love
you.
Super excited. Love you.
Okay. Now it is time for our girlfriend gag segment. Our girlfriend gag segment is where you, our girlfriend listeners, send your questions, your comments, your concerns, and we gag about them here on the show. So today we have an email from one of our girlfriends, and she says, sisters.
Sister.
I have a long-standing dilemma. I'm 24 years old. My BF is 28. He's sweet, funny, caring, and very, very kind to me. We've been together around 1 year and 5 months, and it's probably my most serious relationship to date. Beyond the initial relationship humps and communication styles, he has no problem with telling me how he feels, sharing stuff with me, or even me using his phone, etc. One fine day, my curiosity got the best of me, and I guess the winds blew me into his IG DMs. We love a wind blow. Nothing out of the ordinary except in one chat with his close friend, he was sharing pics of different IG models with all the asses of life. It felt kind of weird to read all their comments on these women's bodies because it was just pure objectification. It's also been making me feel incredibly insecure ever since because I'm not sure if in his mind he's ever compared my petite body to these voluptuous women. I'm honestly not sure if this is something I should bring up to address. I'm also not sure if this is just a dumb guy thing that they never grow out of or if I should be a little wary of the objectification. Both my BF and his friend are white, and the women they share pictures of are 80% of the time black. Any advice would be appreciated, love. Thank you, L.
So, L. Personally, dang, it sucks because you were in his messages. You did the sneak in. Yeah. So it's kind of hard to be like, I found this while I was sneaking through your shit.
Yeah.
That's the tough part.
But I always throw that out if I really got something to say.
I mean, you could totally be honest and be like, this blew me in, and what I seen, I wasn't happy with. I always struggle with that with, like, if I was in a relationship, interracial dating, because I'm like, I don't want no white man fetishizing me like my little black bitch or some shit. But maybe it's just,
like, preference. Like, you know, I really am attracted to black women.
Maybe it is.
You know, like, I really like black women, hence why I'm with you. And, you know, that's one part of it. But, you know, the voluptuous women sharing with their friends, I don't think it's necessarily harmful. But, I mean, I would probably feel a way, too. Like, nigga, what y'all doing?
Wigga. She can't even call him nigga. Cracker.
babe. Shit, I was stumbling. Because, you know, we use nigga and as a term of endearment.
Yeah.
As a checking, nigga. It gets tossed in and out. But,
I mean, it can be tough, especially since she's saying she's more petite. Now it's like, okay, that's if the you thing, like.
Because I'm petite as well, and I would be like,
Yes.
Yeah. Is this what you like? Because I'm clearly not that.
But that could be his fantasy, and you're his, like,
first. Well, nigga, let's hop out of fantasy land. Let's tap into reality. Share some petite
Well, he mind. Has some reality. You're his reality.
You know, because, you know, I've been fantasizing over men Big that Sean. Look nothing like the person that I've been with, so, and it has been all in good fun. Exactly. I'll say that. It has been all in good fun.
Exactly.
So, this could very well be the case with your man.
Yeah.
As long as he's treating you right and not really doing, you know, these things in real life, I feel like we can just charge it to the game. Now, if it's really affecting you and you feel like you can't carry on, then you just have to say something.
But girl, stay out that man DMs, snooping on his phone.
You got to stay out the DMs. Because
really, you know what? What he's sharing with his friend is just between them. It's just between guys, whatever it is. And if you were supposed to find out, which, I mean, you did, but the right way, the legal way.
Then
it
what happens came, in the dark comes to the light.
Yeah, the natural, organic way, then you would have found out. Because Brittany and I talk about all kind of stuff on my messages, and I would be pissed off if somebody I was dating went in my messages on my cell phone or on social media and chose to pick out and dissect. Because it's all in, like you said, good fun.
Yeah.
And it's context.
Context is important. Because
you know what? I'm sure y'all seen it on the Shade Room. Gucci Mane posted his before and after, and I sent it to Brittany. I'm like, wow, Gucci Mane's dick print. Right. Now imagine, I'm just saying, whoa, what the fuck?
Now, you talking about niggas dick prints.
Now imagine, and I would have been like, wasn't even that vibe. I don't even care about his dick. But the point is, it's there, visible, printed.
And we needed something to talk about.
Period. So, and it's just girls being girls. So I think you should pick up your L, take it, walk out the room.
Hey, L, pick up your L.
Yes. Just take the L. I mean, it is what it is. And if something like serious is going to happen, you'll find out.
I agree.
He does the dog. Because he might dog you with somebody who's sweet petite. It ain't going to matter.
Yeah, it won't matter. At the end of the day, I've been dogged.
I've been dogged and dragged.
Whether they're voluptuous or sweet and petite, now I got to drag you. Because it wasn't supposed to happen. So, yeah, I just say, you know, wipe your hands clean. He's letting you be in his phone, but don't let the wind blow you into the IG DMs no more.
That ain't good, girl.
Yeah.
It's, see, and that's how it is. Inquiring minds. We get to fucking ourselves.
You know, they say if you're looking for something, you'll find it.
You always do.
It'll be the smallest thing. I'm like, so who's Jessica and why were you talking about whatever?
Yeah. Why were you asking her for dinner recommendations?
Why?
Why? What the fuck was going on here?
Yes.
Yeah, it'll turn into something. Even stuff that's innocent. Ugh. So, yeah. That's that.
Yeah, that's that. Keep your head up and, you know.
Hopefully that helps.
Hopefully. So, yeah, we've reached the end of the road. Hopefully, again,
we've come.
You've enjoyed this episode and you're inspired to share it with the homegirl. Share it on your stories. You know, help us. So,
yes,
we will chat with you all next week. Same time, same place.
Here with us, here with you.
It'll be post Coachella. So, look for us there if you're there. You know, it'd be so many damn people, but, you know.
If you see us, we've seen a couple people last year, which was,
That was at Camp Flognog.
But if you see us, say what's up. I'll have on a dress so my twerks will be ready. Whatever you want to do, we here for you. We're here with you. Love you.
Love
bye.
Y'all, bye.